Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Jose Ortega with La Casa Mexican Restaurant in Indianola about the recent ribbon-cutting ceremony. Indianola Chamber ribbon-cutting here for La Casa. Tell us a little bit about what happened here today.
Today they came officially welcome to Indianola with the Chamber. Thank you very much, guys, for everything. I'm just happy because I just love Indianola. I moved from California. At the beginning, I was like hard, but now I can tell you that I love Iowa and I love Indianola, and all the people, the customers, they're super polite, nice, and they give us a lot of support to La Casa, which I really appreciate all of you guys. And La Casa is doing a lot of things different than it used to be before. I just want the people to know that we changed ownership, because a lot of people don't know that, you know, that we have new ownership, new, like, talk to work, different people, different employees. So I want them to know that the La Casa, it's under a new ownership, which a lot of people that don't know yet. So I want them to come and try it out. So give us a try and then they can go from there.
Well, we'll get to some of this new outdoor awesome seating in just a bit. I wanted to talk a little bit about what was it like over the past year trying to, I guess, take over the restaurant and still provide the service while not being able to do a lot of the things that restaurants might normally be able to.
It was a challenge. Yeah, because, you know, we took over at the beginning of the year last year, and then COVID happened, you know, and then we got to open on the 1st of May, which it was good, but it was hard because we have, like, limited seating inside, outside, and some people didn't want to listen. Some people, it was just hard, but thank God everything happened. Everything is going good. So now we extend the patio for the people, because we know that people from here love patio. You know, it took me like 3 months to get a license, but we did it. And we are here, and there's more things coming up to La Casa, more new things.
Well, talk about setting up this outdoor patio. It looks amazing. Can't wait to come try it out.
Sounds good. More than welcome to whenever you want. The margaritas are good, man. You know? Good margaritas, good food, and good people here. I love the environment here. I love the people. Everything, everyone is nice. People enjoy being here. It's like a family, to be honest, like a family.
Yeah. Talk about your philosophy on wanting to provide, I guess, the good food, good service to your people here in Indianola as part of the Indianola Chamber.
Yes, it is. Actually, yes. I thank them, and I thank you for all the help, everything, for your help, you guys being here, support. Because the Indianola Chamber has been helping a lot to promote whatever I do with La Casa, all the changes, which I really appreciate. And we had an event, the Cinco de Mayo, which it was good, and they helped us out. So we're trying to do another one for the end of July and August, when it's the Volup event, because we're excited for the Volup event. So let's see how it goes.
Well, from what I've been hearing, a lot of people are ready to get out and enjoy local restaurants this summer and kind of enjoy a lot of events. Is that what you've been seeing so far?
Yes, actually, yeah. A lot of people, I used to see people, I'm seeing people that I didn't see before. Like, I have customers, and when I took over, there were a lot of customers, they came, and then when the COVID happened, they stopped coming. So now I've been seeing that to come back, and there's more people coming up. So people now is really enjoying the big patio, because some people is still like scared. So that's why I did for the patio. So they come and sit in the patio, enjoy the patio. And I see more people that they're like feeling better to come out and support us, because it was hard, man. It was hard, like going through the COVID and to keep the business up. It was just hard. But thanks to all the Indianola people, we did it. They support us even during the COVID with that, to carry out orders. They were there for us too.
All right. Well, one final time, how could people learn about more once that information comes out about the big celebration end of July, and then more about La Casa?
Sounds good. We're gonna give the day probably next week, and I know people will love it because they love the Cinco de Mayo. It was a big festival, and it was more people than I really expect, to be honest. That day was a good day. A lot of people have fun, and I'm trying to do the same thing for the people in Indianola. Or everyone is welcome to come, you know. I just want the people to enjoy summer, to forget about what happened the last year, enjoy this year.
Thanks to Jose Ortega for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.